This is The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with WGBH Radio in Boston.
The digital world bears no resemblance to a water pipe or electric line or sewer. The use of those pipes will be roughly constant over time, and very few would say that there's dramatic innovation in those areas. By contrast, online traffic is exploding, and if our rules deter the massive infrastructure investment that we need, eventually we'll pay the price in terms of less innovation.
That's Federal Communications Commission Chair Ajit Pai you're hearing there, as the FCC voted to roll back net neutrality today. Those rules were created by the Obama administration. In 2015, they classified the internet as a public utility and prevented internet service providers from restricting or slowing access to certain websites. Other countries have already made some moves away from net neutrality and experienced some of the future that might be in store for us here in America, like charging more for certain apps or simply blocking websites altogether. April Glazer covers technology for Slate.
So the rules will actually go into effect probably around the end of January. And when that happens, you're not likely to see this immediate thing where, you know, some websites load super fast and some websites load super slow. Instead, what you might see are certain types of preferential treatment given depending on the internet service provider you have. So imagine AT&T, for instance, you know, giving free access to HBO if you're an AT&T subscriber. And if you're an HBO fan, then maybe you'd be more likely to subscribe to AT&T. If you're a Verizon subscriber, let's say, you know, you could get Spotify for free, or maybe access to Facebook would be a lot faster if you use Verizon as opposed to using Comcast. And it's going to be more like these little preferential treatment that is given to some websites over others that might not seem like, you know, huge violations, and you might even like at first, but overall will lead to a much more tiered internet where some websites are just, you know, way preferred than others, and that's going to make it a lot harder to reach the smaller websites or for smaller websites to even have a chance at being successful.
Now, you just described two different things, though. Having a service like HBO for free, like I could save on the subscription for HBO Go if I signed up for, I don't know, T-Mobile or something like that. That would be great. But then you said other websites might be slower. Those are two different things. I wouldn't mind getting access to Netflix for free, but if Amazon were slower, that'd be different.
That's right. So let's say you're a big Amazon user and Amazon strikes some kind of deal where they pay Verizon to have really fast access to Verizon customers. Then you're going to be more likely to subscribe to Verizon and you'll get faster access to Amazon. The thing with the new rules is that ISPs can essentially do whatever they want as long as they let subscribers know that they're going to be doing whatever they want. Like, they only have to say, we reserve the right to slow down access to some websites or charge websites a fee to access you faster. And so we might start to see just very different types of internet depending on who you're getting your internet from, as opposed to this kind of level playing field that we have right now.
So after today's vote and the vision for American internet in the future, is there a country out there that closely mirrors what the United States internet scape might become?
Not closely, and that's because we don't actually know what is going to happen in the U.S. because the new rules are pretty much a free-for-all, right? Like I said, the ISPs will essentially be able to do whatever they want as long as they let you know that they're going to be doing whatever they want. But we do have some examples where in countries it is allowed for carriers to give preferential access to some websites over others, and we usually see that over mobile. Under the current laws, the U.S. could become like China, where, you know, if a certain ISP wants, they could just say, we're going to block freely, and then they block freely. And, you know, if you only have access to one broadband provider in your neighborhood or in your area, that broadband provider does decide to block access to certain websites, then you're just out of luck.
Now, you're talking about blocking access to websites for commercial reasons, not necessarily ideological censorship, but the result might be the same. Are we really likely to see that?
That's going to be unlikely because it's going to inspire a huge outrage in the American public. And that's because people won't have a choice but to use the internet provider that is, you know, doing such nefarious censorship. But, you know, what we are likely to see, though, which does happen in other countries and is actually legal now in the United States, but we're probably likely to see it happen in a much more pronounced and escalated way, are things like mobile providers offering free access to certain apps. Representative Ro Khanna tweeted a picture of what an internet mobile plan in Portugal looks like. And that's because in the EU, they do have net neutrality rules, but they don't have rules against a process called zero rating, which allows like a mobile provider or your cell phone internet provider to not charge you to access certain websites. So you buy the internet there for your phone, you can add an additional package that says once your internet is expired, you also get free access to, you know, Spotify or iTunes or Apple Music or something like that, you know, or you, let's say you buy the streaming package and after your internet is used up, you still get access to Netflix. That's not a neutral practice. And we might start to see a lot more of that. That means that those telecom companies are essentially deciding who gets to be in that bundle of, you know, apps that you only have access to and who doesn't. And that's basically going to entrench the power of those already popular apps.
So April, if big companies are going to carve up the internet into a series of apps like you predict, doesn't it also mean that somebody's going to come along and have, I don't know, FreedomNet? They're going to market the fact that they have unfettered, full freedom access to the internet and I can just buy that?
You know, it would be great if consumers could vote with their wallet in that case, right? So let's say they don't like the fact that AT&T is, you know, speeding up access to Facebook or speeding up access to certain news websites and therefore slowing down access to other websites. That doesn't mean that they can go somewhere else and find a, you know, faster internet connection. And that's because the access to broadband in the U.S. is usually limited, and for most people, to one or two options max. There's just not a plurality of choices when it comes to who you get your fast access from. And that's from a long history of just consolidation and limited access to who gets to lay fiber in the United States. And so we see these large companies kind of controlling the pipes entirely. If there was a more plural market and if there were more companies that were allowed to provide fast internet access to people across the country, then maybe the market would be able to kind of regulate itself a little better. And we wouldn't have to depend on the FCC to stop ISPs from discriminating against certain websites. But right now, we just don't have that kind of economic environment.
April Glazer, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
April Glazer writes about technology for Slate.
The Takeaway is supported by Staples, offering print and marketing solutions for business, including color copies and presentations, booklets and manuals, signage, and more. More at Staples stores or staples.com/print and marketing. Staples, it's pro time. And Westbridge Dual Diagnosis Treatment Centers, aspiring to help men with co-occurring mental illness and substance use disorders with a family-centered integrated treatment approach. More at westbridge.org.